You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. None of them were of us, is the title of this devotion. Here in 1 John 2, verse 19, it says, "They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us." You know, you always have a weeding time. And it's the devil. Jesus, it says in Malachi chapter 2, has come through to his threshing floor and has come to weed. He's come to separate that which is not of the true nature of God to that which is of the true nature, Malachi chapter 3, and how he cleanses his house. But we also see in Luke chapter 22, verse 31, how Satan sought to sift Peter, how Jesus prayed for him. So you could see how the Lord is seeking to separate those who will not take on his hardened nature, but insist on having an ungodly nature, and he separates them out. And then you see how Satan is trying to make people who truly do embrace the nature of God and try to make them stumble like he made Peter stumble. But Jesus interceded and Peter returned. And there is a difference between a sheep and a hog, a pig. Both of them can fall in the mud. One jumps out and the other wallows. And you see the difference between the two. There is a difference between those whose hearts have been circumcised in worshiping the Heavenly Father in the Spirit, rejoicing in Christ and having no confidence in themselves, Philippians 3 verse 1, and to those who disguise the true nature of their heart in their religion, but do not have that true heart for God. And there is a separating from the two. I believe, my friends, this is one of those days we're going to see this. I really believe that it has begun when the pandemic started. I'm not saying the pandemic was any instrumental from the kingdom of heaven or God by any means, but those are marked times in history that we can see from that time there came a change in the world, a change in the church. I mean, when Israel went into Babylon, it was a marked time. We can see that the kingdom of heaven is acknowledged by the Lord, that from Abraham to David, there were 14 generations. From David to the time of Babylon were 14 generations. And from the time of Babylon to Jesus were 14 generations. You see this in Matthew chapter 1. And that they were marked time. The time of Abraham was a marked time. The time of David was a marked time. The time of Babylon was a marked time. The time of Jesus is a marked time. I believe we're living in a marked time. And always during those days, you see the old and the new. The old and the new. The old and the new. Oh, may we all enter through that life-giving Spirit of Christ in us into the newness of life, into the perfect union with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, into that perfect rest where we see Him work all things for the glory of His own name in us and through us. Oh, that we may live in that holy of holies of complete separation unto Him. What a joy of everlasting and glory. Hallelujah. But friends, this is one of those times. Jesus, in that marked time, would speak to the believers in their day. Look at it in John chapter 5. Oh, how that chapter has helped me learn so much, and I've said that before to you. But he says here to them, listen, you went to John for he was a bright shining light who bore witness of the truth. But I have a greater witness than John. It's the Father himself who bears witness of me. Okay, right here in verse 36 of John 5. I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Verse 37, the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. And then here it comes. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you. Again, verse 37. The Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. But you do not have his word abiding in you, because whom he sent, him you do not believe. You search the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. These are religious people, do you see? And these are they which testify of me, but you're not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, representing my Father, and you do not receive me. Boy, if another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe when I say I come from the Father? You who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God. Jesus is trying to show them, wake up, wake up, wake up. And there's the separation. You see the difference between the two. He said, how can you say you know God whom you cannot see when he is in me whom you can see, but me you will not receive? I come to you representing my Father, not myself, but you will not receive me. If somebody else comes representing themselves, then you get all excited and receive them. So you are more excited for the honor of man than the honor of God. There is that separating taking place again that shows they're not of us. I embody the Father, and you do not receive me, so it shows you don't know the Father. And oh, how I love to live in this with all my heart. And now I meet people all over the world as I have the privilege to travel and share the gospel of our Savior and meet these people that are full of the love and the life of my Heavenly Father. And while we don't know each other in the flesh, we so rejoice in the Spirit together. We worship together, even though our languages are different. Oh, and the love we share together is overwhelming. I was just with a lot of Russian Christians in the United States, many of them, hundreds of them, in Vancouver, Washington. My heart bursts with love for them. And the joy we share in fellowship together with all these beautiful saints of God is so heavenly and so glorious. But that's not of this world. In the world, there's such a different spirit. Friends, how we need this. Oh, I am so happy that I am one of us. I am one with the Heavenly Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and that I can embrace his household and his family. And I tell you, like David says in Psalm 16, my favorite thing to do in this world is to be with God's devoted people. He says it there in Psalm 16. My favorite thing. You want to see it? Oh, I can feel some of you saying, oh, where's that, Pastor? Here, Psalm 16 is called the Golden Psalm. It's the psalm that that Peter preached. He says, how excellent, verse 3, how excellent are the Lord's faithful people. My greatest pleasure is to be with them. That's the New English translation. The King James says, as for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Oh, friends, if you could just hear this, you're one of us. Don't stay away from church. don't neglect coming together, as it says there in Hebrews 10, verse 24. Don't neglect the gathering of the saints. Don't stay home. It is one of the greatest joys you have. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. It's in that Holy Ghost fellowship with Jesus that the sin nature loses all of its power over our flesh, as the life-giving forces of the blood of Christ are manifest in us and among us. The oneness we share in Jesus, my friends, is so glorious and so powerful. Oh, I can't get enough of it. And I'm so excited to be part of the church. Oh, I'm so excited to be part of the beautiful family we have here at Life Church. Do you know, here at Life Church, I'd like to find out how many different nations are represented here in this one congregation. But I would think it's probably 40 or more different nations. You have people here from different African nations. Oh, are they heavenly saints, beautiful saints from Nigeria, from Zimbabwe, from Ghana, and other African nations. I have to be careful that I don't start. We have people here from Italy, from Spain, from Russia, from the Ukraine, from all these different countries, from South American countries, from all these different countries, Romania, all over the world. And the British people, so many beautiful British people. Oh, how I love to be part of this congregation, and how all of them are my precious brothers and sisters in the Lord, and how excited I am to share the same spirit, to say we're one of us. Oh, dear friends, here it is in closing. 1 John chapter 3, starting at verse 10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. Again, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Go to chapter 4, verse 7. Come on. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God had sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The word propitiation means peace offering, or appeasing God's wrath, taking away his anger against our sin nature and making us accepted in the beloved. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. And by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he's given us his Holy Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God abides in him and he in him. Last verse. And we know, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. You know what makes me happy every day? Because I feel so much love, his love for people. Oh, I'm bursting with his love for my dear Virginia. true, honestly, my greatest joy is to be with that precious soul and share the Holy Spirit together and be friends. Oh, I so love my kids, my grandkids. I love you, my fellow saints in the Lord who watch these devotions. Please share these devotions with others. And please let the Holy Spirit help you by pouring the Father's love in your heart to let go of any hurt or offense against any man. Forgive as you've been freely forgiven. And let the Holy Spirit help you mature spiritually so that you can bear with the scruples of the weak and live to please God rather than yourself. That's what it says here in Romans 15, my last verse. May the God, verse 5, of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Amen. Have a good day.